If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far?
I won't have to tote this load for.
What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its head and its feet and its tail up inside its shell?
Snail?
No. Well, that's true. That does do that. This has got four legs.
It lives in the water?
Yeah.
Oh, a turtle?
Yeah. Now, what do you call the same thing that lives on land?
Tapping.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay. Now, can you eat the insides of other animals besides?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Hey, the yellow leg.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed boat? Oops, I just gave it away. A small flat-bottomed thing that you use on a lake.
Use on which?
You might use it on a lake or a creek. The person would get in one of these things to go fishing and row himself.
Oh, a boat?
Yeah. Now, have you heard that called anything different if it's got a squared front? Or if it's got a pointed front? Or would you just call them all boats?
Little paddle boats, I reckon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow slip.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty, what, of beads?
Necklace.
Well, what's another word you could use besides necklace? A something of beads. That's certainly a pretty something of beads.
Well, I heard a hip mouse of that.
Like a string of beads, or a strand of beads, or a pair of beads?
Yes, let's see. That's a puzzle for me.
Okay, well, if you wouldn't use any of those terms, you know, I'm wondering that.
Yes, well, I've seen a lot of pretty ones, but I just said she got to put a necklace around her neck.
Uh-huh, okay. if two men have a fight, and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you'd say that one man really...
Whooped him up.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
Knees.
Well, now, if he didn't get all the way down on his knees, if he just kind of squatted there.
On his elbows.
Well...
Oh, that's sort of squatted down.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the word...
Hocks.
Hocks.
Got down on his...
Got down on his... On his hocks?
Yeah, all fours.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to let go a penny. He's really a...
Yeah, call him tight.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
When he got funny-looking clothes.
Yeah.
He looks bad, looks tacky.
Okay. Now, would there be a different word if this was a woman instead of a man, or would you still say tacky?
Tacky, or you're silly.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
Oh, she's dressed.
Okay. And if you're talking about a man, you'd say, he's really...
He's really sharp.
Okay. What word would you use when you were talking about an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, she certainly is what for her age?
She said to get around, she might have spry at her age.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition.
Lazy. Okay. No good.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Peckerwood.
Okay.